Beavers are back in West Virginia, and according to conservationists, that's a good thing. Their dams increase biodiversity, store groundwater, and filter pollutants. Beavers are native to wetlands across North America and never fully disappeared in Appalachia, but they were hunted to near extinction during the 18th century fur trade. Fewer people hunt beavers for their pelts now, which has helped their population grow. But more beavers can also bring trouble. Their dams cause flooding, and beavers sometimes chew trees that protect rivers from erosion. Allison Zack, who founded the Human Beaver Coexistence Fund, said that's why conservationists are putting wire fences around trees along riverbanks.
People learning these non-lethal strategies is a way to keep beavers, like creating wetlands for other species and providing all the benefits that they provide for the ecosystem, but also addressing people's concerns about their favorite trees coming down.
Protecting both trees and beavers is a group effort. That's why Casey Walters with the Potomac Valley Audubon Society brought a team of volunteers to a Charlestown wetland Tuesday.
So yeah, it's not just, conservation is not just about the relationship with the wildlife, it's also about the relationships of the human organizations that exist and keeping us all working together for a common goal.
Walters estimated that Charlestown's Cool Spring Preserve is currently home to two beavers. But with the river's trees protected, it'll be ready for more to come. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Charlestown.